Hey guys, so thank you for clicking on this podcast. My name's Joey Zita.
And I'm Matt Shaiko.
And this is going to be Valent Media's podcast center. We haven't really come up with a name for what we're going to call this podcast, but briefly what it's going to be based around is kind of our business, which is Valent Media, the digital marketing agency, personal development and things of that sort, kind of what we've been through and any tips that we could provide you guys with. So,
yeah, so pretty much we want to start off with telling you a bit about ourselves. So we're two, recently graduated students from the Greater Toronto area in Canada. Pretty much, Joey and I met in college. We started up a clothing brand.
Well, yeah. So we met about 2 years ago in college, and the first day we met, we were talking about wanting to start a clothing brand and kind of just wanting to start a business. Clothing brand was the entrance into that business world. It's a horrible business idea from my point of view for multiple reasons, but the main one being saturation. The entire market, there are millions and millions of clothing brands, but we just needed a way to get into the business world. We wanted to get into that grind, and we wanted to try to make something successful from absolutely nothing.
So Joey and I decided to start a company called Valent Supply, and this was essentially our clothing brand. It had like roses in the design and stuff. And it ended up not working out. We came across too many obstacles that we just couldn't overcome. But we definitely learned a lot from that whole process. And that's the thing, guys. You got to learn from your failures. Like, you can't be just getting so caught up in trying to succeed. Like, it's okay to fail. When you fail, you learn and you try to get more out of it. So
it's like we knew right when we started. Actually, even previously to Valent Supply, we had another clothing brand called CZ Clothing, which was our very first clothing brand, and the design was absolutely horrible. It was two arrows crossing in the middle, and we had a C and a Z representing our last names on either side of like the crisscross, and we thought it was the coolest thing. Like we thought, oh my gosh, like this is gonna sell. Like, no matter what, if we just get it in front of as many people's eyes as possible, people are going to buy it, no questions. That wasn't even close to the truth, guys. Just because you believe something's going to sell does not mean it's going to sell. What I would recommend is when it comes to, if any of you guys are in clothing brands or anything like that, ask somebody outside of the realm of comfort whether or not they think they would buy something like that. Don't ask your friends. Don't ask your family. Don't even ask acquaintances. Ask somebody completely random. Go to the mall. Pick somebody out. Say, would you buy this sweater for whatever price I'm selling it at? Would you buy this? What do you think of this? Why wouldn't you buy this? Take that home and build upon that.
And, you know, I want to say the most important thing that we learned about that is, you know, marketing is a huge part of any type of business. It's probably like the number one focus, because the reality is if you're not making sales, you're not making money. So yeah, we had a product out there and we had a decent website. We had our product, which was, you know, our clothing brand. We had sweatshirts, t-shirts, whatever. But just because it's on a website does not mean people are going to buy it, right? You have to get that traffic to that website. And, you know, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to spend money to get those, you know, website visitors. You're going to have to get in front of a lot of people. So really, that's how we kind of got led into this marketing company and media agency. So
yeah.
We definitely decided to figure out how to market, right? So we started learning like intensively on how to become experts at marketing. So we decided to tackle, you know, this new business idea, and
it had a bit of a weird spin to it. So once we were running that clothing company, like Matt had said, we realized that marketing was the most important thing. If you create a good product, that is 50% of the job. Like the good product, I know a lot of people say that the saying, if you make something good, people will buy it. People will come to it. It's not how it works. If you build the baseball field, people ain't gonna come to it. That's not how marketing works or how companies work. Nowadays, with the amount of competition there is in the market, whether or not you have a good product does not determine your success. It's your ability to push that product. So when we had started our first marketing company, it was called Valent Marketing. This was previous to Valent Media, and it was kind of all over the place. We tried to go for big clients. We tried to do Facebook ads, Instagram growth, all that type of stuff. And then we realized that a lot of these companies didn't see the value. We weren't very good at sales. We actually ended up not continuing Valent Marketing. We stopped. We took about a 2-month break because we weren't getting clients. It just wasn't working. And we actually shifted over to growing large Instagram accounts. And we did this because it was just like a passion. Like we would build large Instagram accounts around these niches, like I don't know, like motorcycles, cars, fitness, stuff like that. And then people would be like asking us, how are you growing these accounts? Like how do you get these accounts to 200, 300, 400,000 followers and build these huge fan bases? And we were running out of time to be able to answer all of these people. Like we couldn't get to all of the people that were asking all these questions. So instead, we had a different idea. And do you want to tell them?
Yeah. So essentially, you know, we decided, you know, we know how to grow these Instagram accounts. We've grown about a 10 million follower network. And we were just selling these accounts to brands and, you know, different people that just needed big Instagram followings. So we essentially just sold those accounts. But then we realized something, you know, we have a skill. We can grow big Instagram accounts. And that's very valuable for brands, you know, entrepreneurs and influencers, because that's how you can sell a lot of stuff. Like if you have a loyal audience, you can sell really anything. Like you can sell a toothpick to one of your most loyal fans. It's like as simple as that. So we really try to build up the most loyal like audience for you. And that's essentially just how it came out. It just naturally just developed over time because we just developed those skills and then we had an amazing product. And the beauty of it is now we knew how to market it because we've learned from those past failures with that clothing brand and we knew what we had to do in order to make those sales. So
one of the things that I want to go over is really briefly is kind of it relates to what Valent Media is about. So when we talk about Valent Media and where we're currently at, it's Instagram growth. Currently, we're specializing in growing people's Instagram accounts. There are people who just want the followers. They just want the numbers. And we provide that. We do provide automation. That's no secret. We provide automated follower generation. We do. But we also provide real growth. And if people are willing to pay for the real growth, we want to provide it at the best of our ability. And we can, and we've done it for ourselves, and we continue to do it for ourselves and our network and our clients, and everyone loves it. But both options are on the table. But here's the thing, guys. Whether or not we do real or automated growth, it's completely dependent on the client, whether or not that growth becomes beneficial. If you don't have a good page, if you don't have a page that's able to convert people around your niche. Say, for example, you have a page around motorcycles. If you post once every week and all these followers are coming in, whether or not you're doing follow and follow method or whatever, if they're coming in and you're posting once a week, they're not going to follow your content. Why would they? You wouldn't. So that's a good way to look at it. If you wouldn't follow you, then why would somebody else?
Exactly. And see, the thing is, we try to get you real followers. You know, imagine yourself following your account. If you wouldn't follow your account, then the odds are a lot of other people will not be following your account because in reality, they're just like you. You know, they want that entertainment, they want value, or they want, you know, they want to look at nice pictures, right? So that's really as simple as that, guys.
That's kind of what Valent Media is. So that's currently what we're with. We're doing Instagram growth for, we have now over 25 clients. We're growing every single day. People are now coming to us asking us, look, we need to get in on this. And it's just been incredible. Never expected this amount of growth. It's something that I didn't foresee when we first started this. I thought it would be a lot longer of a process to get going. But now I kind of want to talk a bit about what we want to do with our company and what this podcast is basically going to be around. So Valent Media, as of now, is an Instagram growth company. But we're going to be moving into Facebook ads. We're going to be moving into LinkedIn ads, Instagram ad campaigns, which we sort of do now. Snapchat, Twitter, all of these different social media platforms. We're going to help people market their business, build personal brands, and just generate more streams of income for themselves and their families. Because people don't understand the value there is in online business, e-commerce business, Shopify stores, drop shipping, ad promotions, all of these things. It's honestly mind-boggling. But that's kind of the goal for Valent Media, is to move it to a comprehensive media, a digital marketing agency. And this podcast is going to be a place where we can share information to people out there who maybe want to start a company around marketing, or need marketing advice for their company, or want to brand themselves, like personal branding on those social media platforms. This podcast is for you.
And I want to touch on that. We're also going to be trying to, you know, personally develop you. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? So you're going to be able to do business, you're going to be able to do fitness, whatever it is. We want you to be the best possible person you can be. And I also want to say, yeah, like Joey was saying, there is a lot of money to be made in e-commerce, and you can start, you know, anyone can do e-commerce, yeah, as long as you have that knowledge and, you know, you have like the discipline to follow through with it. You just got to take the action, really. But, you know, the thing is, we just want to emphasize that it does take time to build a company. You're not going to be able to do everything at once. So with Valent Marketing, which was the first, the first form of what our business was, we decided we're going to try to take on everything at once. We're going to do Facebook ads. We're going to do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram management. But we decided, you know, Instagram is what we know. We have that skill of growing those accounts. And so now we're only doing Instagram right now. But that doesn't mean we're not developing skills in order to be able to do different things to be able to provide more value for clients. So it's important to start off small, and then you can work your way up to bigger things. So I just wanted to really let you guys know about that, because it's something that we definitely learned from our, you know, past mistakes. Mm-hmm. When you try to take on too much at once, it can get very overwhelming. And it really doesn't have to be too complicated.
No, it's actually quite simple. As long as you break it down, take your time, and really put in the work. Like if you're not putting in the work, which we're guilty of 100%. Back in the day, we did not put in work. Even to this day, there are days when we fall off. Like we're just not working as hard as we can be working. And all of you will experience this. You'll experience up exponential growth, and you'll experience plateaus where business just isn't going as well. You become demotivated. You don't see like the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, how am I gonna get past this? An example of this was when we were running Valent Supply, our clothing brand. We actually had a super low margins, because we had high overhead. So it costed us around like $40 to $50 to even produce a sweater or a shirt. And then we would have to sell it for like $60 to $70 just to make a small profit. And these are problems that you're going to come to, no matter what business you're in, when it comes to margins or distribution or anything like that. Shipping is also such a pain. But it's just to go to show, like, there's going to be these issues that are going to come up, and hopefully this podcast can shine light on solutions to some of those issues. And we're also here to answer any of your guys' questions. So if you have any questions about any of this stuff, feel free to absolutely hit us up on social media. We'll be leaving our social media here at the end of the podcast. But I just want to say, guys, this podcast is going to be, it's going to be based around our company, personal development, and how you can benefit from marketing, social media marketing, and pushing your business forward. This is going to be all business advice, life advice, and hopefully you take little tidbits of like gold nuggets from this podcast and then can put it to use that very same day. And I just want to like thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys do see any value or potential value from this podcast, please subscribe follow us and pay attention to all of this stuff, because we're going to put a lot of time and effort into this, try to provide some free value. And please share it with other people, because if this goes the way I want it to go, this could be very valuable and very helpful to a lot of people. So
yeah, guys, we just want to provide you guys with free value. So if you get anything out of this, please share it with one friend if you see any value in this podcast. I just want to let you guys know our Instagram names. So mine is Matt. So it's Matt Chaiko, CZAJKO.
And mine is Valent, VALENT _ Joey, JOEY.
There you go, guys. You've heard it here. So stay tuned for the next podcast, guys. Have a great day.